This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference at ICAR Pusa in New Delhi today. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will address the gathering and also confer the first M.S. Swaminathan Award for Food and Peace. The theme of the conference is Evergreen Revolution, the Pathway to Biohappiness, which reflects Professor M.S. Swaminathan's lifelong dedication to ensuring food and for all. More from our correspondent.
The award is being launched by the M.S. Swaminathan Research Foundation and the World Academy of Sciences to honor the legacy of M.S. Swaminathan. This international award will recognize individuals from developing countries who have made contributions to improving food security and advancing climate justice, equity, and peace for vulnerable and marginalized communities. The event will provide an opportunity to scientists, policymakers, development professionals, and other stakeholders to discuss and deliberate on furthering the principles of conference theme. With Raisuddin, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has expressed displeasure over disruption of proceedings in Parliament by opposition MPs yesterday. Mr. Rijiju said that the government is ready for discussion on every issue as per the constitutional and parliamentary procedures and rules. He said special intensive revision of electoral rules in Bihar is sub judice in Supreme Court and it cannot be discussed in the House. India has reiterated its response against the United States' additional tariff imposition, saying that the actions are unfair, unjustified and unreasonable. This comes after U.S. President Donald Trump imposed an additional tariff of 25% on India. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that India will take all actions necessary to protect its national interest. Highlighting that the U.S. has recently targeted India's oil imports from Russia, the MEA said that New Delhi has already made clear its position on these issues, including the fact that countries' imports are based on market factors and done with the overall objective of ensuring the energy security of 1.4 billion people of India. The Election Commission has once again issued a notice to Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav regarding his two voters' ID cards. The Commission has sought details about the voter ID card epic displayed by Tejaswi Yadav on 2nd August before the media. He is accused of possessing two epic or elector's photo identity card. In this matter, the Commission had stated that the card shown was not issued by the Election Commission. Tejaswi Yadav has said that the Commission should first respond to the questions raised by his party regarding the Special Intensive Revision or SIR. The fourth batch of Kailash Mansarovar pilgrims has been stopped at Dharchula Base Camp in Pitharagarh district of Uttarakhand. Authorities have held them back after a road to a higher altitude point was hit by heavy boulders and debris owing to bad weather. The batch comprises 48 pilgrims, including 14 women from various parts of the country who have to stay put at Dharchula now. Rescue and relief operations have been underway at a war footing since this morning, now on the third day after cloudburst and flooding in Uttarkashi district, Dharali and Harsil areas of Uttarakhand. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami is present in Uttarkashi, personally monitoring the situation. He stated that SDRF, NDRF, the Army, ITBP and the local administration are jointly carrying out relief efforts with full readiness.
अभी हमारा प्रयास है कि सभी व्यवस्थाएं वहां पर फिर से जो है सुचारू हों, उसके लिए वहां डीएम और एसपी अब वहां पहुंच गए हैं। उन्होंने अपना कैंप भी, कार्यालय भी वहां पर खोल दिया है। वहां से सारी गतिविधियां चलेंगी, सारे लोग मिलकर इस आपदा से निकलेंगे। हम मेरा धराली गांव फिर से जो है पहली स्थिति में आएगा, उसके लिए हम सब लोग प्रयास कर रहे हैं।
And in athletics, India's Anu Rani has won gold medal in the women's javelin throw at the International Wiesław Maniak Memorial in Poland with the best season effort of 62.59 meter. The 32-year-old Asian Games champion started strong, throwing 60.96 meter in the first attempt, which was already enough to secure the win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.